Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning. Monday, March the 18th, 2024, 15 minutes past the hour, 26 degrees and cloudy skies in the Marion area. Now, something very interesting. Spring will come this week. Today's the 18th, 19th, 20th, Thursday. Spring will spring into action this coming Thursday. Now, going back to the groundhog, because we here in Marion have a very special attachment to groundhogs. Of course, we've got Buckeye Chuck, and we have our groundhog, Warren Groundhog Harding, who was Miss Ohio this past February the 2nd. Now, we learned back in February that the way you predict if we had an early spring or six more weeks of winter was this. Between February 3rd and March 20th, if you have more days over 40 degrees, that's an early spring. If you have more days under 40 degrees, that is six more weeks of winter. So, have we had six more weeks of winter, or have we had an early spring? Now, I think I would have to say that yesterday would have been another check mark for winter. Today looks like it's going to be a check mark for winter. Saturday, I think, was over 60. Friday was right in the middle. I don't know. Did we have an early spring, or did we have six more weeks of winter? Because spring is coming Thursday, so the 6 weeks have passed since February the 2nd. I don't know. Does anybody know, did we have six more weeks of winter, or did we have an early spring? Because certainly, if you look at the weather today and yesterday, you would say, well, no, we did not have an early spring. But we really have not had a snowstorm between February 2nd and now. But we really haven't had extremely warm temperatures either. So I don't know. Did we have an early spring? See, the groundhog thing happens, and then by the time the first day of spring comes, we kind of forget all about that. 740-751-4038. Does anybody know? Did anybody keep track? Because apparently that's how we figure it all out. How many days above 40 degrees, how many days below 40 degrees, and that's who wins out, and that's how we decide who's right. And that's how it goes, as they say. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. But this morning, we would definitely have to put, and yesterday, we would have to put in the six more weeks of winter category. So that's the way that goes. Well, I know everybody likes to hear my tales at McDonald's, and I really hate to tell this tale this morning, because McDonald's has been very nice to me the last couple days. I'm not going to tell you why, because heaven knows I don't want to get anybody in trouble there, but they've been very nice to me. But I hate to tell this story because of that, but it's really not their fault in this particular case. Here's what happened. So this morning, the drive-thru was not terribly busy. But, you know, there were cars in both lanes. You know, every McDonald's has a double lane now. And this morning, the lane that I was in was not moving as fast as the other lane. But I could hear the speaker in my lane because I had the window down. So when the guy came on, even though I wasn't in front of the speaker, the guy came on and said, "Can I place your order?" And I said, "Well, sure. A large Diet Coke." And I could hear that the person, it was a young girl, not very, you know, probably 30s, in the other lane had not ordered yet. So I'm ahead of her, even though my lane is not moving as fast. By the time the lanes started to move, she had placed her order, even though I had placed mine first. So she doesn't know this, so I can't blame this on her, but she pulls in front of me, and, you know, that's just the way it goes. So I'm behind her, even though I have ordered first. So we're going through the line there at McDonald's, and we get up to the windows, and she pays, and I pay, and then we get up to the other window where she's getting her food, and I'm still at the pay window, and she grabs her food, I think, and she starts to move on. Well, then the brake lights came on. Well, I don't think this woman, God bless her heart, as they say in the South, I don't think this woman understands that it's not, you can't back up in a drive-thru. Because if I see you backing up, normally I would back up. But the problem is, in a drive-thru, there's a car right behind me, there's a car right behind them, there's a car right behind them. And you really can't move the whole line backwards. So if you have pulled out from the window, if you have pulled away from the window, you really can't back up. But that wasn't going to stop this woman this morning. She was determined to back up. So she backs up, and you know, very few things in life are annoyances. And maybe it's just because it happened about a half hour ago. But I don't, you know, if you forgot your food, because I think she forgot her food, because she did back up anyway, and she got back to a point where she wasn't quite back to the window, but I think they realized something was going on because they could see her taillights. They kind of threw a bag of food out the window at her. Now, I've been in this position. I've pulled away and left my food as well. So I am not criticizing this woman for that. I've done that. But I think that she has to learn you can't back up. And she about caused an accident. Well, she about caused an accident with me. Now, I don't know who would have been right in that particular situation. Who has the right-of-way in the McDonald's line? I know it's private property and nobody can be cited. But I don't know how the insurance companies would have fought that one out. I don't know. Does that seem like an odd thing to you? That people don't understand that you can't back up in a drive-thru? And most drive-thrus have a door right there. You could have pulled into the parking space and just ran inside and got your food. But you see, people don't want to get out of their car now. Society has made it very easy for us to stay in our cars. You know, we have the mobile apps, and we have the pickups, and we have the DoorDashes. You know, we just don't want to get out of the car. We have the drive-thrus. We do not want to go in that place, even if it's if we forgot our food. So that's my pet peeve of the morning. Do most people understand that you cannot back up in a drive-thru? This seems like common sense to me. This seems like something you'd learn as a freshman in high school. This seems like something that would be on the driver's test. But maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe I'm expecting too much of people. Call and let me know. 740-751-4038. It is Monday morning. 740-751-4038. Have I set my expectations too high? Do I expect more out of people than I really should to know that you cannot back up in a drive-thru? And this is not just McDonald's. You know, this is Wendy's. This is Burger King. This is Long John Silver's. This is, you just can't back up in a drive-thru. Whatever. That's where I am this month. Whatever. 740-751-4038. Okay. Well, what's next? Hey, I'll tell you something. On Friday night, Matt Morgan's new show premiered following the Friday night program live every Friday night. Our Friday night programming now has expanded an extra hour. The show with Matt and Carrington and myself is on 8 to 10, and now Matt Morgan's show is on 10 to 11. So we're just expanding programming all over the place. And I have got to say that Matt's new show on Friday night was probably the best show he ever did. And I give him complete credit for that. He sounded comfortable. There was no dead air during that show. And it's kind of funny. I'll tell you how good the show was. Pastor Craig called me on Saturday and said, you know, that was the best show Matt ever did. And Pastor Craig said, hey, I'm not really a sports fan, but I listened to the whole show because they knew what they were talking about, and it was very interesting. I think they were talking about football on Friday. I heard most of the show myself because I was at the station for the first 5 minutes and then listened to the rest of it. But Matt, you did a great job. I don't know. I know Matt sometimes listens in the morning if he's awake. Matt, you did a great job. Pastor Craig thinks so. I think so. And anybody else who listened to that on Friday night, I think would have to agree. So now you got 3 hours of live programming on Friday night. 8 to 10 with Carrington, Matt, and I, and then 10 to 11 with Matt and whoever he's going to have on. It seems to either be politics or sports, which is not bad. But I think Matt certainly feels comfortable in the sports arena, and good for him. So that was a good show on Friday night for anybody who tuned into that. And that'll be live every Friday night from now on, now until the end of time, as they say. All right, I think we're getting a phone call here. Let's take the phone call on this Monday morning. Early spring, or 6 more weeks of winter, we don't really know, but spring is Thursday, so we're happy for that. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'll help you out with the groundhog situation, Scott.
Sounds good.
Whoever's in the groundhog costume, they were probably warmer than anybody, wouldn't they?
I would imagine they were that morning.
So, the old groundhog originality, if he sees a shadow, he just ducks back in a hole. But we're way out of bounds on that groundhog business. Now, you know what? You're right, and Pastor's right. And I listened to the whole thing, too. And, yeah, both he and his brother was talking football. But I'll tell you, if you're honest, and if Pastor's honest, and I would... Well, honest, I didn't know nothing about it because those names and stuff, the football plays, I never heard of Hopalong Cassidy or all the big players and stuff back in our day that I could understand, and I never heard so much trading going on and so much of this going on. But you're absolutely right. They know what they're talking about, being two brothers, and they got along well on the radio there, I thought.
They really did, and I can't speak for the pastor, but I think I can say that he's not a sports fan, so I don't think he knew anything, and I certainly didn't know anything. But listening, I learned some things.
What'd you learn?
Well, I learned that apparently, even in football, people do things to kind of mislead. Matt was talking about the whole thing that went down with the player being saying he was hurt. Well, Matt seemed to feel that maybe that was just a ploy. And I thought, well, isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's about like the boxer. He comes out and he thinks, boy, I'm kind of groggy a little bit. And all at once, the other one takes the going to pile right in there and knock him out. And all at once, he knocks the other guy out. You know, that faking injury and stuff, that's been going on in all sports and stuff. You know, that's a come along and give yourself away, and, buddy, you win the match.
Well, you know what else I learned, coming to think of it? I'll tell you what I learned is that it isn't always the best player who gets the most money in these trade situations. A lot of times it seems as if listening to them, that it's really more about the name of the player and what that can bring to the team.
Yeah.
So I learned a lot.
Well, I have to just do that, and I'll get on to something else. But you know, the championship playoff, that player name, I don't even remember his name, but the woman, I can't even think of her name right off. But boy, there was a big conflict between those two. There, who was going to marry who, and who was going to do this and that. You never hear a word about that. And and they never, Matt never had that on their show and never mentioned their name. If it was news and sports, that would have been pretty neat if you'd have said what was happening with that player. What was his name? Do you remember his name?
Now this is the one who was going to marry somebody?
Well, you know, who's Taylor Swift? You know.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know how he could leave that out.
That was all your, yeah. See, that's news, old news, but we don't hear nothing about that news. They never mentioned anything about him in that thing. It was all men football players, wasn't it?
It really was. And what was fascinating to me about that is I would call Matt and certainly his brother probably football purist. And this came back to what we were talking about at Super Bowl time was, I'm not really sure that people who watch football and are very knowledgeable about it really like all this falderal with Taylor Swift and her little boyfriend. I think people don't. Yeah, it's a whole thing with them.
One thing about Matt and his brother was talking about, my goodness, there's so much trading going on. I don't know. How could you ever keep up with the roster? Who was going to play the game the next weekend? Did you?
I that's the thing. That and the draft and all these things that come up in football in the off season. My goodness gracious.
Well, it's for sure that those two, and whether they're correct or not, and they was emphasizing that's what they thought and this thought, and they had a wonderful time together, and I thought, well, you know, if they get along like that, and that's not the only thing they care about in sports either. I heard them say they don't like this, they don't like that, they just like, and they don't like any other kind of football but the NFL, right?
Yeah, well, they and they've said many times, not fans of baseball, not really fans of basketball. I think that's really the tunnel vision for them when it comes to sports.
Yeah, well, I think he done a good job also, but boy, oh boy. They sure was getting after it, and that means that, like you say, he never stumbled a word, never done that, and his brother and Matt, they was pretty polite to each other for being brothers, wasn't they?
I thought I was going to have to stay there and break up a fight, but I didn't have to do that on Friday night.
That's the last word I was going to put in. Did you stay there for that episode?
No, I was not there for the first 5 minutes to make sure. I wanted to make sure that they got rolling, okay, but other than that, no, I had left.
Okay, Scott. I'll listen to you later on.
Hey, thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. No, I was not there for the whole time. I wanted to make sure Matt got on okay, but after that, I was gone on Friday night. Congrats to them. I thought it was a great show, and I'm glad it's moving in the correct direction. All right. Phone lines again are open this morning, 740-751-4038. So the question is, did we have an early spring, or did we have 6 more weeks of winter with spring coming up on Thursday? And is spring Thursday, or are the meteorologists going to get in here and tell us that it's the 20th or the 22nd or whatever they like to do? I like to keep them on the 21st. We have this conversation 4 times a year, but that's the way that all breaks down. You know, I have not heard from Sarah in a long time. I don't know if Sarah is on vacation. I hope she's doing okay. Sarah, if you're out there, give us a call sometime, or anybody who knows Sarah. 740-751-4038. I got to noticing last week. I know she called in, I think, the Friday before, but I don't think I heard from her at all last week. And I thought, man, I wonder what happened to Sarah. She's one of our longtime listeners and devotees out there. So hopefully, Sarah, if you're out there driving the bus this morning, give us a call when you get a chance and let us know you're doing okay. 740-751-4038. Or anybody else who's out there, let us know. All right. Well, what else to talk about here? Oh, my poinsettia finally bit the dust. Well, you know, here's what I had been talking about. When was Christmas? Was Christmas a Monday? Yeah, Christmas was a Monday. And Christmas Eve was a Sunday. So I had bought a poinsettia. Actually, somebody bought me a poinsettia, but that's neither here nor there. Somebody bought me a poinsettia on the Saturday before Christmas. So that would have been December 23rd. And this was a red poinsettia. And I sat it on the kitchen table, and I was not good at watering it. I'll tell you that. I watered it maybe once a week, sometimes not even that much. Anyway, it got to be like the 1st of February, and I thought, boy, this poinsettia doesn't look any different than it did at Christmas. How long are these poinsettias supposed to go? And then it got to be the 1st of March, and I thought, well, this poinsettia, I've had to take a few of the leaves off of it, but that's really about it. The poinsettia lasted until last Friday, which would have been, what, the 15th? So that poinsettia, not being watered properly, kept its red leaves from December 23rd through March the 16th. So, boy, what is that? Almost 10 weeks that thing lasted? Now, is that normal? I did not think a poinsettia was supposed to live very long past Christmas. Maybe into January if you watered it right and did certain things. Although, I certainly was not watering it correctly. I'm sure that you're supposed to water it more than once a week. And like I said, there are even weeks, I hate to admit this, that I don't even think I watered it once a week. But I don't know. Does anybody know about poinsettias? Are they supposed to last that long? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, when you watered it, what did you base on if it needed water or not?
Well, honestly, I just thought I probably haven't watered this thing in a week and a half. I'm sure it needs water.
Well, the two, you know, basic ways to see, you know, tell if it needs water is if it's in a pot, and when you pick it up, you know, it'll feel lighter. You can, you know, if you're giving your plant a cup of water, you know, you can feel that weight of that water in that plant. So when you pick it up and it feels light, you know, you need water. Or you can take your finger and stick it down in the soil about a half inch or an inch. And if it seems moist, you don't need water. If it seems dry, you need water.
You know, that it's very interesting because, see, this is why I think it doesn't bode well for me, because I've always said that when I leave radio, I'm going to become a horticulturalist. I'm going to become a gardener. And I can't, I don't even know how to take care of poinsettias, although I think it is abnormal for it to live nearly 12 weeks. Isn't that abnormal for a poinsettia?
I don't know anything about a poinsettia.
It was strange, you know, because it was still bright red up until last week. And I did not water it regularly. I didn't do anything special. It just sat on the table. I don't know what kept that thing going.
Did you talk to it?
No, I didn't talk to it. And my poinsettia was very lonely because I did not speak to it.
Somebody come over and see you talking to a plant.
I know that. You know, I'd be on the front page of the paper, lost his mind. I know, it's rough. So, with spring coming up on Thursday, would you say we had six more weeks of winter, or was it an early spring?
I actually think it was an early spring, because we didn't hardly have any snow to melt much. And yes, it was cold, but we didn't have any of those zeros and 9 degrees and 17 degrees, you know.
You know, that's an interesting point. I don't think we had one, what was it, 4 or 5 day period there where it was really cold, but I don't think we ever went below zero.
Yeah.
We got close to it.
So I think all in all it was an early spring, because any snow we did get, yeah, you know, if it was gone the same day or the next day.
Now, does that mean that we're going to have, because last year we did not have a day below freezing in May. I mean, it was, but we didn't have a really warm summer last year. We had kind of a mediocre. I mean, we had days in the 80s, but there were not a whole.
Here's one thing I would the other day is, I actually like a good thunderstorm and, you know, heavy rain, you know. But I'll see a thunder lightning or hear thunder and lightning for a little bit. But we haven't had a storm with the wind and the thunder and the lightning and, you know, the rain pouncing into your windows like it feels like it's going to break your windows. And, you know, we haven't had, you know, much of that either.
No, it's very strange. We don't have a lot of snow. We don't have a lot of freezing temperatures. We don't have really hot days in the summer anymore. I don't really know what, I mean, we seem to be mild temperatures for whatever season it is.
Well, I don't know why anybody doesn't want to live in Ohio.
No, the Ohio weather is not really that bad or treacherous anymore. I don't think we had an ice storm at all. I think we had one morning where there was a little bit of ice on the ground, but nothing terrible. And I think there was only one day that schools were canceled this past year, and that was when we got that little bit of snow. Other than that, I really did not see anything at all. Did you happen to hear Matt's show on Friday night?
No, I wish I would have listened to that.
You'll have to listen, because now every Friday night he's going to be on at 10, which I think is a better time slot for him, and he just did great last week. Now, am I wrong to ask too much for somebody not to back up in the line at McDonald's?
You think that would be pretty much clear, you know, to anybody, but what was her car like? Did it look like crap?
You know, no, it was, I think it was a black Honda.
Oh. But she's just lucky she didn't come on to the people that are that try to get insurance money. Because if she had hit somebody backing up and caused any damage, she'd be responsible for it.
You know what this reminded me of? This past Saturday, I went over to Baker's Pizza with some people, and I love Baker's Pizza over in Bucyrus. And it was funny because when I got there, it was Saturday. So, you know, it was really when people were celebrating St. Patrick's Day with the green beer and all that. And when I pulled in there, I found a parking space pretty easy because it was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, kind of an off time. And
on the street, you mean?
They have a parking lot there. And
oh,
I got
beside
in the
building, or?
Beside the building, yeah.
Beside the building, okay.
Yeah, and I got a parking spot. And it was pretty easy. So I go in and I eat, and it started to get really busy. I was probably there for an hour and a half, so probably from 4 to like 5:30 I was there. And they had a line when I was leaving because it's green beer night, and everybody wants to come in and drink and have a good time. So I get ready to leave, and I go out to the parking spot that I was in, and I could not get out the same way I came in. Meaning to say, people had parked in a way to block the exits. So that falls under the category, to me, of the same thing that happened this morning at McDonald's. Don't people know you can't block exits? Don't people know that you can't back up in a drive-thru? I understand you're in a hurry in the morning. That's probably why you're in the drive-thru. I understand it's annoying when you pull off without your food. But see, you can't back up. There's no way to back up. And when you're at a restaurant, don't block the exits.
I wouldn't want to put my car at risk. You know, unless I had a junker. But if it didn't have insurance on it, I wouldn't want to, you know, do something like that. Because, you know, if somebody hits it or something, you know, both of you have to show proof of insurance.
Now, here's my theory on this thing, and I hate to be ageist on this, but I never see that stuff like that happening with people over the age of 50 and definitely over the age of 60. They're paying attention to what's going on. Now, people under the age of 50, they're on their cell phones. They're trying to put their makeup on for work that morning. They're in a rush. Their brains are other places. And I think that I didn't get my food that I ordered. Maybe you should have realized that before you left the window.
Well, I've done that, but I, you know, didn't try and back up. I just go on around.
Yeah, go on around or get.
If it was real busy, you know, well, you know, let out a few cuss words and, you know, not loud enough for everybody can hear you, but just make you feel better, you know.
Yeah, I couldn't understand it. Now, have you ever had the Baker's Pizza over in Bucyrus?
No, I've always wanted to try that, but especially since I don't get around anymore.
It's very affordable, which, with as busy as they are, I'm surprised they haven't raised the prices, but it's a very affordable place, and very, very, very good pizza. I mean, I would hate to say this being a Marionite, but I know our favorite pizza here in Marion is Tubby's, and I would put it above Tubby's in most cases. It's very good.
Yeah, I would like to try it sometime.
You'll have to do that. If you ever know anybody who's headed to...
If you ever go over there, you know you're going over there, give me a call and see if I want a pizza and you bring me one back.
I'll do that because I it's odd because I didn't used to frequent it that often, but... in the last 2 months, I've went over there once each month because
I've never heard a bad thing about them.
No, and the drive to Bucyrus is not really horrible. You know, 20 minutes, it's not awful. Right up 98, so it's not bad at all. If I ever go over, I'll give you a buzz.
Okay, thanks, Scott.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Yeah, it's very good pizza. It's a nice atmosphere over there as well. Bucyrus is a nice place. In any event, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. All right, here comes another call. Let's take the call here this morning.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Hello, Scott.
Yes.
I was going to say, on our counter here, it says spring starts tomorrow on the 19th.
Uh-oh. So we've got one of those days where it's hopping around again.
Yeah. So I got two calendars, and I looked at both of them, and it says the 19th spring begins.
Uh-oh. Let me take a look here and double-check this. So, John, do you think we've had an early spring or a late winter? What do you think?
I think we've had an early spring.
Well, here, you are right. During the equinox, the Earth's axis and its orbit line up so that both hemispheres get an equal amount of sunlight. Spring is almost here, officially at least. The vernal equinox arrives on Tuesday, March 19th. So allegedly, it's tomorrow.
So that's what I thought. I told Carolyn, I said, well, I'm going to call him because I think it's according to our calendars, it's tomorrow.
Apparently, so today is the last day of winter.
Yeah, and the grass is sure greening up fast, Scott.
It is. I wonder.
I wouldn't be surprised if people are mowing in a couple weeks.
Well, but you know the interesting thing? I don't think the temperatures are supposed to be all that good, really, this week. Now, I haven't really checked the weather report. No, I mean we're in the 30s today, 40s Tuesday and Wednesday, back in the 30s on Thursday, 40s Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We don't get back in the 60s till a week from today.
Yeah, that's true. This is not going to be a very warm week for some reason.
No, the first week of spring. What do they say that spring comes in like a lion or a lamb? I think it's coming in like a lion.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Now, have you ever tried to back up? Or did you hear Matt's show on Friday, John?
Did I do what, Scott?
Did you hear Matt's show on Friday night?
No, I listened until about 10 o'clock, and then I shut it off because I forgot that he was coming on.
Yeah, you'll have to listen to it next Friday. It was a very, very, very good show. But can you imagine that people are backing up in McDonald's drive through? I mean, don't you think people should know not to do that?
Well, they should, because you should never back up where they're or anywhere else unless you look and make sure there's nobody behind you.
I would think people would know that, but I guess that's the way it goes. Have you ever had Baker's Pizza?
Yes, we have. When we've been over to Bucyrus a few times, we've had it over there, and their pizza is very good, and also their lasagna is very good.
Really? I haven't had the lasagna.
Yes, if you ever get over there, try it sometime. It's very good.
Hey, I just got a message from Mary, who's out there listening, and she said Jeff, her husband, has already mowed their yard, so the mowing has begun.
Well, I could probably mow a few places where the dogs and cats have fertilized it, but I don't want to be the first one to mow in the neighborhood, so I'm going to wait a little while.
I think you're right. Well, hey, thanks for calling, John.
You have a good day.
Hey, tell Carolyn hello.
All right, I sure will. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, again, the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. So from our listener, Mary, out there, Jeff has already mowed the yard this season. And first day of spring now, apparently tomorrow. I don't know. They move it around. I don't really understand it, but even in leap year, it's not on the 21st. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. So the questions this morning, did we have an early spring, or did we have six more weeks of winter with spring springing into action tomorrow, March the 19th? What'd you think of Matt's show on Friday night? Do you like Baker's Pizza? We're talking about that. What else? Poinsettia's gone after 3 months of having the poinsettia, which I thought was pretty good, considering I certainly was not taking the best care of it, which I hate to say that I wasn't taking the best care of it, but what can you do? Got to be honest. Let's see here. What else is on the agenda? Well, I told this story on Friday night, but maybe it bears repeating again, because I don't know who listens on Friday, you know, and maybe some of the people who listen in the morning don't listen on Friday night and vice versa. So I had an issue with a tire on Friday. Now, I was coming into the station. Oh, let's take the phone call and we'll come back to this momentarily here. All right. Go ahead, caller.
You know, people love plants a lot, Scott. You know what's going to happen to you? The neglect of animals and stuff. You know what people think of those kind of people and what happened to them? You're going to get in a category there announcing that you really didn't care and you wasn't going to water it, but if somebody was there and you just watered, you'd like to have a drink, wouldn't you?
Well, I would. I know. It doesn't bode well for me, because my idea is when I leave the microphone that I'm going to pick up a shovel and a mulcher and all kinds of things like that, and it just doesn't sound very good.
Yeah, you're going to have to make amends to that statement, won't you?
I will. I've got to learn, because I don't, the whole thing, you know, do you water in the morning? Do you water at night? Is it sunset or sunrise?
Well, you don't get those, no, that isn't fair game. That ain't the way things work. If you're going to plant it or if you're going to receive it, you got to take care of it.
Well, that is true, but you know, the poinsettia thing, now I'm not saying this to try to get off the hook, but the poinsettia came to me, it came to me as a gift. And I normally probably would not have bought a poinsettia for myself, so it became a gift that just, I didn't want it to die, so I felt I should water it, but I never dreamed it would live 3 months.
Well, now I'll have to retract on that statement you made. Now, on the Friday night show, the pastor called in and he said he got, I think the way I figured it, there's three on the show, but Carrington wasn't there on vacation. You and Matt received 12 cupcakes, so that makes six apiece. Did you take care of those cupcakes? That was a gift from the pastor. And are they all consumed yet, or is one in the refrigerator, or it's none of my business, really, but we got on the subject.
No, why not? Yeah, no, it's an interesting thing. No, I did not eat six cupcakes, and I did not see Matt eat six cupcakes. Now, I can guarantee you this, and I don't have to be a betting man to guarantee this. If Carrington had not been on vacation, 6 or 12, whether Matt and I had eaten any of them, those cupcakes would have been gone.
Yeah, well, you talk big when the woman's gone, but when she's around, she'll out. Later, Scott.
See you. Bye-bye. No, I'll tell you, and that's no knock on Carrington. I think she would admit to this. Carrington has an appetite. of all weeks, isn't that serendipitous for her to be on vacation? Gee whiz, she loves to eat, and to miss out on the cupcakes. I guarantee you she would have peeled into those things. She's always bringing food around, cookies, and always looking for food in the studio. She's kind of like a raccoon when she comes into the studio. She's always looking for food. And I always tell her, do you think this is a grocery store? This is a radio studio. This isn't a grocery store. We don't have food just laying around here normally. The pastor took pity on us last Friday because it was St. Patrick's Day and gave us some very nice dozen cupcakes for St. Patrick's Day, but normally it's not a grocery store around there. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. But again, as I said last Friday, it speaks to our family values here at this station that the pastor would go out of his way and buy us a dozen cupcakes, because he had been there that morning. There were no cupcakes with him. He had to go out and buy those cupcakes and bring them back and have them there for us on Friday night. So I appreciate that. But I will say, I did not consume half a dozen cupcakes, although when I left, they were still there. So maybe Matt and his brother consumed a good amount of cupcakes, and the cupcakes were gone by the time the broadcast was over at 11 o'clock on Friday night. That very well could be. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Okay, I was going to talk a little bit about the tire incident. I told it Friday night, but why not tell it now? Maybe different audiences. Friday morning, I was coming into the studio, and I got to the boulevard, and my tire light came on. And I thought, well, that's strange. So I pulled into the studio parking lot, and I got out, and it was my passenger side front tire, and I could tell it was a little low. But I knew I was going to be at the station for 4 hours, and I had to get in there, so I thought, I'll just worry about this when I'm done today. I go in, and I'm there from 8 a.m. until 1 in the afternoon. 1 in the afternoon, I come back outside, and my tire is low. It is low as it's going to get. And I thought, I need to get to an air hose very, very quickly. So I found out that the Marathon there, close to the studio, just maybe, I don't know, 30, 40 feet away, had an air hose. So I asked Matt, I said, could you follow me down there in case this thing goes flat? Because, P.S., my donut is also flat and has been flat since I got the car, and that's a whole nother story. So anyway, I go down there, and I fill the tire up with air, and it took air, so I was happy with that. And then I told Matt, I said, well, my donut does not, there's no air in it. So we get it out, and we find out the reason that the donut is not taking air is because it's off the rim. Well, he's trying to put it on the rim, and there's a whole little story there. With under 3 minutes, I'm not going to get it in here. But I'll tell you more about Matt and the rim in a second. So we did not get it fixed. So he throws it in the trunk, and I go on down the road. Well, I'm driving to the bank, and as I'm driving to the bank, the tire light comes on again. And I thought, uh-oh, this is bad news. So I go through the bank, and by the time I come out of the bank, the tire is almost flat again. So I went to a tire place very quickly, and when I pulled into the tire place, the tire was almost flat. I mean, really, I couldn't have driven any further or farther, however you'd like me to say it. So wouldn't you know it, the tire place I was at did not have any of the size tire that I needed. So he says, I'll put the spare on. Well, I said, there's a problem there because the spare's off the rim. Well, he was able to take the spare in and blow the spare up and pop it back on the rim, and he put the spare on, so the spare is now good. I go on to the next tire place, and they do have my tire, and I get the tire replaced and on, and the spare goes in the trunk of the car. So now I can report, for the first time in owning this car, which I do own it outright now, I am glad to say, since I got the car back in 2020, I believe it was late 2020, early 2021, something like that. I now have a spare that is in good shape in the trunk, and I have a new tire on the front. And I just checked all my other tires a few weeks ago when the valve stem broke, and all my other tires are in good shape now too. So I have four good tires and a good spare in the trunk that are all working. So really, now I'm thinking I might hop in the car and drive to Japan or something. Because now I can go anywhere without any worry of any tire problems with 30 seconds left to go. But I had I did not get through nearly the things I wanted to get through in this first hour. But that's okay, because I appreciate the phone calls, and I hope Sarah is out there listening. Matter of fact, I hope Judy's out there listening as well. She did drop some things off to the station, and maybe she's just listening in silence now, which that's okay too, but we hope to hear her voice sometime in the near future. You know what? We're coming back with a whole nother hour. Don't you dare flip that dial. You're tuned into WGH Talk, Marion, Ohio, back in 15 minutes.
The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not. And then you consider the source.